This is Linda Childs, and you're listening to Eric Langhorst Speaking of History.
Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History. This is podcast number 11, and today's date is January 12th. I'm talking to you from my home here in Liberty, Missouri. As always, if you're listening to this podcast on audio only, you can contact our webpage at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot. And the email here at Speaking of History is speakingofhistory@gmail.com. We are also available on iTunes. If you'd like to download us through the iTunes feature, please feel free to go ahead and do that. Some of you may have listened or seen on the blog the last entry that I had about 3 weeks ago was on the importance of dates, and there's been quite a bit of a discussion on several blogs about teaching dates in history classrooms, and I am gathering some audio from my students, and we're going to put a podcast together on that. Not quite ready to put that up on the internet, but that will be coming up soon, so if that's one of the things that you're looking forward to, we'll wait a little bit on that. Also, before we get started tonight, I'd like to say hello to the listeners that we have basically all over the world. We have about 20 different countries that have accessed the webpage in the last 2 months, and we seem to have quite a few educators or listeners in Australia and one listener in Singapore that has accessed the show quite a bit. So I'd like to say hello to everybody listening in different parts of the world. Well, tonight we're going to talk a little bit about the Discovery Educators Network, or sometimes I'll refer to it tonight as DEN, and you may be familiar with some of its products, including United Streaming. For those of you that may not have heard of United Streaming, it is a way for you to download or stream videos onto your computer. And our district has had United Streaming for about 3 years and have really enjoyed it. It's a great service for teachers, and when you're in a pinch for something or you want to plan for something and you want to search for just the right video, it is an amazing tool. Basically, you log on and you have a search tool where you can look up different keywords, and it gives you not only the video, but it also divides it up into specific sections. So if there's a video, say, on the Civil War, and I'm teaching a class and I'm talking about Gettysburg in particular, if I wanted to show just a 3-minute clip from a larger video about Gettysburg, you can go directly to that clip. They've already broken it up for you. It tells you how long it is, what the section's about. And one of the other great features I love about United Streaming is when you go to the video, it also includes lesson plans and also teacher guides. Remember the olden days when you go to the media center and get, you know, Ken Burns' Civil War VCR set, and you could never find the teacher guide after the first 2 or 3 months that the video was out. Well, everything is up on PDF file, and so you can access that, print it off, use it with your students, print it off, take it home, read it. It's very, very easy to use. And since it's an internet-based product, you can access it anywhere. There'll be times when I'm looking for something that I want to use in class the next day, or I'm planning a unit a couple weeks in advance, and I'm at home, I can go to United Streaming, do a search, and view the videos at home, check out certain videos, and the content is amazing. They are affiliated with Discovery, Discovery Channel, and the content is great. A lot of these videos are very current. Some are videos that have just been offered, and one of the ones that I particularly like are the ones from a Discovery School, and very high quality videos, very expensive, to be honest with you, if you buy them through different catalogs and things. There's one video that I use when I teach about Lewis and Clark that talks about how they use modern technology to trace the actual trail of Lewis and Clark, where they do like DNA type things on campfires to find out if they thought that was the location where they actually camped, and they look for Sacagawea's grave. They talk about finding different forts that they stayed at, and they're doing all kinds of modern technology to go ahead and look at that stuff. And it's a great video. My students enjoy it every year, and it's always available on United Streaming. And if I was to purchase it, it'd be about a $60 video, but it's available to me because our district subscribes to United Streaming. But there are quite a few states where they've purchased the ability for every teacher in that state to use United Streaming. So I'd encourage you to check out United Streaming and see what's available. Some other features, you can create playlists. So once you've found something that you like to use in your class, you can put it on a playlist so you can get to it quickly. And then I can also share that playlist with other teachers in my building or other teachers in my school. And so when I find a great video and somebody's teaching the exact same subject that I am, I can tell them, hey, I've put on the playlist a great video for you to look at, and give them a heads up. They can go to the playlist, preview it, and see if they want to use it in their classroom. Den is actually coming up to us, to our district in February. We have an in-service workshop day called Empowering Excellence, and Discovery Education Network is coming up to give some sessions to our teachers on how to use United Streaming effectively. And because of that, Linda Childs came up to Liberty this week. Linda is the field manager for Kansas and Missouri, and she met with myself and another teacher here at South Valley Junior High, Lance Huebner. And Lance and I talked to her a little bit about what we could do to help out with the training that she'd like to do in February and some possibilities for some trainings coming up in the spring. So here's a short interview with Linda. I will tell you ahead of time, we are at Uno's Chicago Grill in Liberty, and there's a Kansas University basketball game going on in the bar portion or the grill portion of the restaurant. So it does get loud at times. I'm just using my iRiver at the table with a small portable mic, and the audio sounds pretty good for as loud as it was there that evening, but sometimes it gets a little bit difficult to listen to. So here's about a 5-minute interview with Linda on what you could expect if you go to the Den site and become a member of Den. Hello, this is Eric Langhorst with Speaking of History, and you're listening to a meeting that we're having, a dinner meeting, a planning meeting, at Uno's Grill in Liberty, Missouri. And you may hear some background noise. We're actually in kind of a bar and grill type atmosphere, and there's a KU basketball game going on in the background, so you may hear some noise from time to time. But I'm here with Linda Childs and a fellow teacher at South Valley Junior High, Lance Huebner, and we're just talking a little bit about the Discovery Educator Network and United Streaming. So we just wanted to kind of have a little chat and let everybody else know some of the benefits of this great organization. Linda, could you tell us a little bit about the Discovery Educator Network?
Sure can. The Discovery Educator Network is an online global community of teachers who integrate technology into the classroom. And we're developing a community for those teachers so that they can collaborate with each other, beta test some Discovery products, and develop some other things that teachers can use for resources in the classroom.
So one of the features that you're incorporating is United Streaming.
Yes.
If someone is listening and they have not used United Streaming or know what that is, could you kind of explain what that application is?
Sure. United Streaming is a digital online video library where teachers can stream or download videos for use in the classroom, and also gives them the capability to integrate those into software packages that they use in the classroom, like PowerPoint, Inspiration, Timeliner, KidPix, Kidspiration. Teachers also have access to digital still images, photos, clip art. They also have the capacity to create quizzes, so they can either print those out and use those hard copy in the classroom, or their students can actually log on and take those quizzes online. The site also is developing a professional development section just for teachers, and there are a lot of great things going on there. If you don't have United Streaming and you haven't had a chance to look at it, you can go to www.unitedstreaming.com and click on a 30-day preview, and you can actually take a look at it for 30 days. There are several states that have it statewide. I know that South Carolina does. It's available through the New York BOCES. Georgia Peach Star, they have it available for all of their schools, but you'd have to check with United Streaming or check with your district to see if it's available to your school or if it's something that your district has available.
Cool. Now, Lance and I have both submitted an application to be Discovery Educator Network members. If somebody's listening that uses United Streaming, could you explain how they could go about becoming a fellow DEN member?
Oh, yeah. The Discovery Educator Network, the website, of course, is discoveryeducatornetwork.com. And when you look at the main page, and that's going to change shortly, about mid-February, you can click on Apply, and there's an electronic application that teachers can fill out to apply to become a Discovery Educator. You can also check out the blogs. There's a national blog that gives tons of information about technology that's available integrating media into technology. And it also gives information about upcoming events and different things that are going on in the educational environment. And then for all of the states that now have field managers, you'll also see individual state blogs that are available. And it will give you, from that site, you can check out our educators of the month. And of course, Eric, you were our educator of the month last month. Great, great, great thing for the Midwest. A lot of credit goes to the coast, so you know we're actually proud to have the Midwest represented here.
Yeah, represent here in the middle of the continent. So you recently started your blog. So how's your blogging experience been on the Den site?
I'm blogging challenged. This is a new thing for me, and I'm just now learning about podcasting. So I've been blogging for about 2 months, and right now we're highlighting teachers that have joined the Discovery Educator Network in Missouri and Kansas. But I'm also looking for other Discovery educators to participate in the blog and let us know what you're doing in the classroom, how you're integrating technology into the classroom, how you're using United Streaming in the classroom, and share that with other teachers, because that's what the Discovery Educator Network is all about. How do we share the resources and the special resources that we individually have with each other?
And if you're looking for another blog to read, the Den site has a great blog. Podcasters might recognize the name Steve Dembo. Send a shout out to Steve. And he's recently taken over kind of the homepage there on the Den blog. And great stuff there. Check it out every couple of days and see what else is happening. Kind of wrap this up because it's getting a little bit rowdy in the background. What can teachers expect to see maybe from United Streaming in the near future as far as developments that are going to continue to evolve throughout the program?
I can't give up all of the industry secrets. I can tell you, though, that the United Streaming site as it is becoming much more teacher-centered with the professional development piece. So Discovery Education is looking at rolling out a home version for students that will be more student-centered. It's really lively, very colorful, so I'm really excited to see that when it's rolled out.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Linda, and we'll check the audio levels and see if any of this is audible with all the background. But we'll definitely get the word out about Den and United Streaming. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Eric.
If you'd like to find out more about Discovery Educator Network, you can check out the show notes that we have on our webpage. I've included the links for both the DEN blog, nationwide blog, which is done by Stephen Dembo. Also, the United Streaming site is on there, and also the Missouri-Kansas blog if you're dealing specifically with the issues that you want to know about in Missouri and Kansas. One more thing that I'd like to add about Den, these guys are really doing some amazing things, and I think that there's a lot more to come from the different people that I've talked to and listened to over the last several months. I think Discovery Education Network is really on the right path of allowing teachers to be networked with other teachers and sharing some of the great things that we already do with our classes in our own rooms. One thing that they are just starting is webinars. They have a webinar coming up on January 18th with Hall Davidson, and they made it available for the first 200 people, and from what I understand, that filled up rather quickly this time. But basically, the webinar is about a two-hour session where you can log on and see the video of Hall talking, and then you can call in with your questions using a telephone. And it's a free offering for teachers. I think Hall's going to talk about a lot of different digital media and how to use some of the features on United Streaming in your classroom, but also beyond United Streaming. It's not just going to be a product sale, from what I understand. It's going to be a discussion about using digital media in your classroom. So look for that in the future. If you do get registered, you might get a notice through email a little bit faster than the general public does on the blog. But what a great way to learn from people from around the country, to learn from some of the great educational tech minds that we have in the United States, and it's all for free. And that kind of leads me to the last thing I'd like to talk about tonight. I am working on a future show where I'd like to highlight the best free teacher resources that you know about. And I have about three or four ideas right now, but I'd like to hear from you. What are some of the great resources, whether it be a curriculum guide or a way that you maybe get posters for your classroom or things that you've done with the community? What are some things that teachers can do for free or obtain for free that really have an impact on your classroom? So if you have a free resource that you'd like to share with us, please email me at speakingofhistory@gmail.com, and I'll be gathering a list up and hope to do a show in about a month on some of the free resources for teachers. Well, that's it for podcast number 11. Thank you so much for listening. As always, contact me if you have a question or a comment. I'd love to hear from people that are listening to the podcast. And until next time, have a great day and good night.